First thing someone may ask, Jesus says, John the Baptist, he's the least in the kingdom of heaven. What do you mean by this means? Simple. What he means, in the Old Testament, they're waiting for the Christ. So, by grace, they did not share yet. So, John the Baptist, the last prophet of the Old Testament, he belonged to the Old Testament. When Jesus came, he started a new age, New Testament, and that's a great moment of grace that we share more than the Old Testament. That's why John the Baptist is not as great as a New Testament. It's not means John has no virtue. He's more virtuous than all of us. But since he participated only in the Old Testament, and so that's why Jesus says Old Testament is weaker than the New Testament. That means we are called to share more than John the Baptist, because with the grace of God, we share more than John the Baptist. And Isaiah says, the Spirit of God is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good tidings to the poor. When we hear the word poor, there's some poverty. I like the explanation of Mother Teresa of Calcutta. He said, who is the poor people? Who is the one who cannot give out love? Poor, they never experience love, and that's poverty. And that's why in the world, Mother Teresa chose a big city to set up his community, because poverty, it doesn't come from nothing. Poverty comes of no meaning of life. It comes from the loss, the sense of life. That's a real poverty. And that's why Mother Teresa served the people one only thing, with the intention to share love. Where there's love, there's God. That's a richness of humanity. Where there's no love, poor. That's why we are called. We are anointed. When you baptize, you are anointed with the holy oil. We share the ministry of the Lord, the kingship, as a prophet, as a priest. How we live this message, this message of the Lord. To be priest means you offer your life a sacrifice. Sometimes we ask, why so much pain in my life, so much passion in my life? I tell you, when we share, it's part of the sharing, part of the passion of Christ. It's a little bit. When you feel headache, oh, why you pray, you're still there. Perhaps Jesus' natural experience when he was on the cross, so much pain, you share a little bit. Offer it for the sinners. Prophets, that means to say, we live the word of God. If you don't listen or read the gospel, the Bible, how can you know about the word of God? So expect, for example, in the Mass, when you read, when you hear the word of God, let it be in your hearts. When time comes, the word will come back. You don't have to memorize all the time. When it's in need, and that's the time you remember the word of God and you live it. And that's how we live the prophets of Christ. The last thing is kingship. Kingship is not to control others, it's control yourself. Once the disciples asked Jesus, they could not cast out the devils. Why? The disciple asked Jesus, and this is a very simple way. Many times you need to fast in prayer. Many times we forgot. Prayer, at times you do. But also fasting is important. That's why in Medjugorje, our Heavenly Mother is inviting the people to fast, not only on Friday, also on Wednesday. Not only abstaining from meat, also just simple bread and water. What does it mean? That means to we have control ourselves. Whenever we can control how we eat, we can control how we see, how we think. If we are not controlling ourselves a little bit, I'm sure everything just went wild. So thank the Lord. We're giving the Holy Spirit, especially when we're baptized, we share the kingship, the prophet, and the priesthood of Jesus Christ. So let us thank the Lord for all His gift for us. It's in you, not outside of you. So trust. Jesus loved you so much. He gives so much. Only thing is, we don't believe much. That's why Jesus invited Sister Faustina to teach us back. Say, tell the people, Jesus, I trust in you. So listen to the invitation of the Lord. Jesus, we trust in you. We trust in your love.